So grab a snack and don't you stress. Tune on in to the Doctor's Mess. Ow!
Is everyone okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
I'm surprised. I am surprised, Dr. Proctor. I am concerned, but it's great to hear that you're okay.
Well, you don't have to worry. I am a parade pro. I've been through hundreds of them. I used to hang out at Disney World a lot. So it was no big deal for me. I got through it fine. I'm just worried about everybody else.
I'm doing all
right. I had no idea.
I had a couple. Look, obviously, let's just start with the gorilla in the room.
There was a gorilla in the room. Yes, the gorilla, first of all,
well, that was a poor choice.
The literal gorilla in the room.
That was for grafts for transplants. That's why we had it. It was for transplants, heart transplants, muscle transplants. But
we shouldn't have gotten him up. We shouldn't have made it mandatory.
Well, it's mandatory. But what I was talking about,
I was going to say you guys got lucky.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, Dr. Cheddar, you shot that gorilla with a tranquilizer gun, but it was the dart was uppers instead of downers, so you were just amping him up.
Yeah, that's I was not aware that would happen, and seems that most of you guys got out okay. I was sort of swept up in the wave of the parade once that gorilla started freaking out.
I have never seen so many sick people move so fast. It was impressive.
I mean, I'll tell you what, I never saw World War Z, but I did see the commercial, and it was just like a wave of people from the commercial for that movie.
Yeah, it was fast. People were moving very fast. Everybody's seen the Planet of the Apes movies at this point. They know what happens if a giant ape is loose. You got to get out of there.
I'm honestly afraid to go anywhere outside of the Doctor's Mess to see if they've caught the gorilla, if the gorilla's still on the loose.
Did you guys not see the news? The gorilla took me up the top of a building. Left me, all of the doors at the top of the building were locked. They don't keep those open.
You mean the hospital? At the top of the hospital. So you were there up with the famous bronze statue, the lightning rod statue we have up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I was up there all night. The good news is I did have a place to sleep where no one was going to disturb me. The bad news is that the gorilla came back and disturbed me. It's also how I got down, but that's a whole nother story.
Well, yeah, I heard that the gorilla's kind of got addiction now to uppers. He's going after you for another hit. Is that what it was?
Well, and that's the problem. I mean, I can get what I need, but the gorilla has a real issue. I mean, it's a 400-pound gorilla. Its tolerance, you know, a couple pills will not start it.
Yeah, well, I mean, did you guys hear the gorilla got arrested for trying to buy Adderall from a college kid?
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Oh.
Yeah, the gorilla's in jail right now.
I didn't know that, really.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing time.
So the gorilla did get taken in, and we could probably leave the Doctor's Mess then if the gorilla's been contained. And maybe look after some of the patients.
Well, if we're here, we might as well record a new episode. I mean, just make sure it's okay.
Oh, God. You know what? You're right. You're right, guys. Should we do an episode, or is it too soon? Is it insensitive?
No. By the time this comes out, it'll be fine.
There's a lot of dead bodies.
I mean, it's a hospital. There's going to be dead bodies in a hospital.
All right. Just throw your beavers in the Faraday cage.
There it is.
Let's record one.
I was going to ask, is it all right if I hold on to mine today?
If you really want to, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I'll just put it out there right now, get it out of the way. Can I stay at anyone's place tonight?
All right. I'm going to go ahead and just introduce myself. We'll go ahead and get the podcast started. My name is Dr. Brent Uger. I am the ear, nose, and throat doctor here at the hospital and what some may call the parade leader, though I will deny that in court. So this is the podcast for all of the St. Deaconista in Evansville, Indiana hospital news, bulletins, and updates. And we are in an active guerrilla situation. So I wish this was live. It's not. So just take what you can from this when you listen later.
So speaking of places to stay, Dr. Well, Uger, you were... Oh, sorry. To say, Dr. Uger, you were home alone this weekend, right?
Oh, God. I was so lonely. I wish I would have had someone to stay with.
So is it true what I heard on the news that Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci were trying to break in and rock the place? You had to... fight them off with improvised weapons you had?
I did. I fought them off. I made the mistake of using my hand shaped as a gun to fend them off as opposed to properly holding a weapon with my hand on the trigger. They saw right through it. I was taken hostage in my own home.
That's unfortunate. Did you talk to him? Did you get a Stockholm Syndrome? Because I'm really interested in how this happened. Because I could see maybe Daniel Stern being kind of hard up for money. But Joe Pesci's, you know, he's retired. He's got a good, you know, he came out of retirement.
What people don't know is that Joe Pesci is so strong for his age. And he took my hand and snapped my pointer finger.
Wow.
Like it was.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. And that was
if it was a toe, you could have came to me. I'll introduce myself, Dr. Fred Cheddar, podiatrist. And since I am holding on to my beeper right now, if anyone wants to beep me, if I can stay at their place tonight, that would be great. I'll just leave it at that. I've been learning beeper codes lately. That's a whole nother thing. We'll get into that a little later.
8008 is not going to get you what you need.
I'm not aware of that one. I'm in the lower numbers right now. What's that one?
Also, if you type 58008, turn your beeper upside down, that's going to get you something different than a place to sleep.
I know what that is.
Boobs!
So, I'm Dr. Stone Proctor, radiology, and also assistant to MrSkin.com. I've been working with Mr. Skin, finding nude scenes in movies to catalog for his website. It's been great fun.
Oh, I love Mr. Skin.
Yeah, classic. I mean, featured on Howard Stern. He's sort of the original compilation website for nude scenes in movies. And he's thankfully allowed me to sort of be part of the process and come into his studio and see how everything works.
And you fought really hard to get Mr. Skin up on all the television screens in the hospital.
Oh, I had to jump through so many legal hoops to get that to happen. Boy, I had to do that whole, you know, I don't know what pornography is, but I know it when I see it. And I had to convince people that they weren't seeing it because movies are art. And nudity in art is not pornographic, right? Is Michelangelo's David porno? No, it's art. So. Oh. Mr. Skin, his movies, it's art. they finally acquiesced, and now Mr. Skin plays on every TV in our hospital at St. Deaconista. So I think
and I'll even agree with you that it's art, because if it was too sexual, I would pass out.
That's right. You have the disease where you pass out from sexual excitement.
Yeah, it's either that or I get intense thoughts to where I have to take notes. Mm.
That's right. Yeah.
So, well, because if it's working, you want to know why it's working.
Of course.
So, I mean, I'm willing to stop the process to learn the process.
Speaking of art, I'm Dr. Deacon Mister. Do surgery in the ER. And this last weekend, I had my big showing down there, ERT, which is ERT. Thought it was a kind of funny play on words. Play on letters, whichever. I sold, guys, you would not believe this, I sold somebody's kidneys for $50,000.
Wow.
You know, there was
wow.
That, famously, there was the banana taped to the wall was a famous art thing. So mm-hmm. So when I was a little pressed for time to really close out the whole back half, I guess, of the showing, I just started taping organs up to walls, and I sold kidneys, I sold livers. I mean, people loved it.
It's great. I think it's a great move.
Now, one of the complaints that I saw in a review from your exhibit was that when the gorilla broke loose in the hospital and started killing and mauling people, nobody could tell the difference between what was art and what was actual human devastation.
I mean, I knew immediately, which is why I got my tranquilizer. No one believed me. Everyone started freaking out. And we all know what happened after that.
Well, yeah, the gorilla went nuts because you gave it an upper, and it's just started going to town on people.
Yeah, things just sort of devolved from there. But
I mean, prior to that, though, what was your favorite part of the parade or the art show?
Oh, I was going to say, so to start the parade, I had those Macy's Thanksgiving balloons that I filled with nitrous oxide, and it was... You know, people were loving that too.
That was a crowd favorite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a big hit. I had different people holding the ropes to make sure they didn't fly away. That being said, there is a missing Sonic the Hedgehog balloon that has, unfortunately, is somewhere in the wilds of Indiana right now, I think. And we need to make sure we find that. People can get very high off of inhaling it. It's sort of dangerous. So if you see anything about that, you can email me, hit me up at my blog, and I will be sure to get a crew out there.
And of course, if you're looking for any pager, email, contact information for any of us, just come in to the doctor's mess and go to the bulletin board and collect any of that information that you need.
Now, We can post whatever we want on the bulletin board still.
I'm hesitant to say yes, but I will say yes, and I'd like to ask what you're looking to do.
Oh no, you said yes. That is all I need to know, and you will see from there.
What is, I assume it's going to be a picture of you in your sleeping outfit saying, hey, this is what I sleep in. Can I sleep in your house tonight?
I mean, if we're just keeping it between us, I was going to do like one of those backwards sleepover invitations.
A backwards sleepover invitation? I don't think I've ever even heard of that.
When you guys were in school, like, you know, when someone's having a sleepover or friends over, so you invite yourself by giving everyone a flyer?
I'm catching on to what's happening now. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was part of that was at least one of the ideas, if the bulletin board got approved.
Well, Dr. Ugers, you're in charge of the bulletin board. You're the one who has the final say.
Yeah, go ahead, post away on the bulletin board. I think that the bulletin board's been really successful for Dr. Deacon Mister. He was posting he needed spare parts for his mechanic/ER shop. Got a lot of those. And, so who am I to censor?
Yeah, it was a big success. A lot more. It's hard to be, you got to be concise on a bulletin board. Maybe I was too concise. I did get a lot of auto parts. But everything is useful. That's one of my sayings. Hey, you got a spare spark plug. I can fashion some sort of pacemaker out of that.
I mean, there's a lot of people walking around with spark plug pacemakers, and they're doing fine. They're doing great.
Uh-huh.
I'd venture a guess.
Yeah, it's well documented.
I'd bet that anybody who has a spark plug pacemaker was able to outrun that gorilla, no problem. I can practically guarantee that out of all the people who died in this gorilla attack, none of them
had
one of those pacemakers.
Listen, none of the deaths were my patients. Never lost a patient.
Oh, you've never lost a patient. We know where most of your patients are. They are still in the building. I don't know if many of them are alive after the gorilla ran through the ER. So technically, you know where they are.
Yeah, exactly. Never lost a baby. Now, the gorilla, he knew sign language to some extent. And I thought that was kind of awkward because clearly I was just waiting for him to die to harvest the organs, sort of the island style. I knew that he was basically a dead gorilla walking. So I don't know. Should I go visit him in prison, I guess, is my question. Do I owe him that much?
I mean, that's only had to have made him worse. I mean, you know, they kept him in the children's hospital, and the only type of sign language the kids would show him, you know, was just completely offensive. I mean, really, you know, he can't say anything worth value, and I'm not thinking prison fixed that.
Oh, he pissed off all the other primates.
Oh, big time.
Big time. And it didn't help when we decided that it might be cute to run Project X on repeat in his room. Oh, and then of course Matthew Broderick Day did not go well after that.
Mm-mm.
We've all seen Project X, right?
Oh yeah, of course. It's a classic movie.
Upper. That is a feel good movie if I've ever seen it.
I went into that movie thinking that it was an X-Men movie and did not realize it wasn't until about 3/4 of the way through.
Oh.
Hey, speaking of X-Men, Dr. Cheddar, what's your take on, I guess, what is it, X-23, the Wolverine clone who has claws in her feet? How do you feel about that? More scary, less scary?
I mean, well, as you know, I do have a fear of feet, usually stemming from the smell. So I mean, my real question is like, are those nails or are they titanium steel, and are they being cleaned regularly? Because both can smell mighty fierce if not properly maintained.
I do believe it's adamantium coating on a skeleton, probably.
Yeah, like, that's what it is.
I don't know. That's all fiction, obviously, unlike the DC characters. Now,
oh, the DC characters are 100% real.
Yeah.
Now, do any of them have adamantium bones? Oh, speaking of, would adamantium, I'm not even saying it correctly, would that be more fluorescent or luminescent if someone was to be lit up, Dr.
No, Parker? Boy, did I look out for that in the X-Men movies? But no, adamantium is it's not going to help anybody light up their bones. So unfortunately, it wouldn't be helpful even if it were a real thing. So thankfully, it's just a fictional metal that exists in the Marvel universe, and that's fine. I'm still looking into what Superman has, because, you know, obviously we know that DC is real and exists in our wing of the hospital. We have a whole wing dedicated to Warner Brothers and DC, and I'm trying to figure out the technology behind Superman's X-ray vision right now.
Now, you, Dr. Proctor, you're having an open house this weekend.
Yep.
And you're inviting all the DC superheroes to come in and to light up them bones in front of an audience.
Yeah, right? That's right. I'm doing an exhibition. Everybody gets a chance. Anybody in the DC universe gets a chance to come through and see if they can light up a patient in such a way that we see their bones through their body as if it were a sort of cartoon situation, or a Blanka from Street Fighter, which, as we all know, is what sort of got me into radiology in the first place.
Now, I don't want to get your hopes up, but I did reach out to Blanka from Street Fighter. Let me clarify, her people.
Sure,
her people. And I've kind of put it out there to see if Blanka would join you for your open house.
All right, you're getting my hopes up. So just tell me now, is Blanka coming or not?
I don't want to sound coy, but I'm not going to say no.
Okay,
I'll say this. I did get an invite that said I need to stand around in the background and do repetitive motions for about 20 minutes.
Okay, all right.
No.
All right, you guys.
Sit on a cardboard box and give a thumbs up. Bunch.
You see, just a thumbs up over and over again. Stick it at your hand in the air. Give the thumbs up.
Give a thumbs up, put my hand down. Give a thumbs up, put my hand down.
Okay, if you guys are messing with me, I'm going to be so pissed. I'm trying not to freak out about this right now, because if Blanka's coming, it's going to change everything. I thought having Superman there was going to be one thing. But this could... Oh, my God. I could be... this. I'm on the verge of a breakthrough.
You are rock hard right now, and
I'm sorry.
I'm not saying that it's inappropriate, but it was unexpected.
It's hard to hide through the scrubs. I'm sorry. But, I mean, come on. You guys can't tell me that Blanka is coming to my open house to show off.
Oh, shit. Dr. Cheddar? Hey.
Yeah.
Fuck, Dr. Cheddar's passing out. Dr. Cheddar?
Sorry.
Hey. He saw...
I'm going to sit down. I'm going to cross my legs. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I sort of got lost in there a little bit. At one point, I was going to tell you guys that the car that got towed, my car that got towed last week, they did say if I don't pick it up by Wednesday, that it will be used and destroyed while Blanka is here.
How's good?
Just piece by
piece. A bonus round?
Beaten. Yeah, that's what the memo said. It said my car would be used for a bonus round while Blanca's here.
I don't know.
So we're basically giving you enough clues to know that it is confirmed Blanka from Street Fighter we are printing it in warnings and violations. It is well known, and we're surprised you didn't find out.
I cannot believe you guys did this for me. That is just the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me. I can't believe it. This is better than my surprise 21st birthday party. This is better than this is better than flipping the switch on all those victims on death row. This is I don't even know what to say to you guys. I don't even know how to thank you.
Say finish him. Wait, that's Mortal Kombat. Son of a bitch. Wait a minute. I don't know if I ordered
Blanca. Or did you end up getting Reptile for Mortal Kombat?
Okay, wait a minute.
Shit.
There's all a right. couple different versions of Reptile out there that could be problems.
Okay, because wait a minute.
Fuck, I think I ordered Reptile. I'm opening up my email.
Oh, wait. Fuck.
It could have easily been Raiden, which I don't think would be a bad.
Oh, that's Raiden would have been great. Raiden would have been great. It's Reptile.
It's Reptile. Oh, for fuck.
Reptile now. Well, God,
damn it!
Now I have to put in a watch out for acid warning.
I put out $50,000 as a deposit. I'm under contract. Reptile has to come.
Oh boy! All right. Well, I mean, at least we know the Green Lantern's going to be there. Superman's going to be there. Martian Manhunter.
Famously, they have fought before.
The whole gang, yeah.
Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
So we'll see. It'll probably be fine. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Fuck, I'm so pissed!
It's not going to be. Don't worry. Look, Dr. Ugers, just chill. It's going to be fine. It's not going to be anything like the parade. Everything will be fine.
I'm canceling my credit card. That's
no, what I'm don't, do. You don't have to cancel your credit card. You don't have to cancel your credit card. It was an innocent mistake. A lot of people mix up the two
characters. Wait. Before we go any further, will Grodd be there?
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Famous telepathic Gorilla Grodd will know that we did a gorilla dirty this week. This is not good. You know, we should probably just call off. We call this off?
The open house? Call off the open house?
Guys, you can't call off the open house. I printed flyers.
Yeah, flyers are printed. People have been invited. It's too late for that.
It's part of parking warnings. People are getting tickets and slash advertising because people aren't paying their parking tickets. So we're just treating parking tickets as flyers to get people to pay admission for the open house. People are going to be mad when they have to pay because typically when people hear open house, they think free, but we are charging.
You could do what I do and do backwards flyers. All I'm saying is we could very easily post flyers for a closed house. Just putting it out there. As you all know, my house is currently closed as my wife sold it and moved out with the kids.
Yeah, it's closed and that it's open to the current owner and the current owner alone.
But closed to me, yeah. Again, they are not okay with me staying in the yard or backyard. Just putting it out there, I figure I'll remind you guys every 45 minutes if this beeper does not go off, that if anyone has anywhere for me to stay tonight, it would be appreciated. Beat me. I don't know what all the codes are, but if you send one, I will come.
And of course, you can get Barry's number here at the doctor's mess.
Oh, Barry. That's Fred.
Oh shit! Oh boy. That's my oh boy. I didn't mean to call you by your middle name.
You know I absolutely hate getting called by my middle name.
I am messing up tonight, guys.
Well, you know, it's because it's my older brother's name, and
that's right. Your parents gave you Barry as a middle name, and realized it was so such a powerful name when they already gave it to your older brother as a first name. They needed more of it, so they jammed it right after Fred for you.
Yeah. So don't like getting called that, but I will forgive you if you let me stay at your place. Or
I can't do that, Barry.
Well, all right then.
You took it pretty well that time.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say. I'm sort of just at my end's wit.
I'd say you're doing pretty well after being taken by a gorilla, by in the palm of the hand of a gorilla, and taken to the top of a lightning rod of a hospital. I don't think any of us have actually kind of helped you unpack that experience. Are you doing okay?
Well, I mean, I'm probably doing more than okay. It's the most physical attention I have received in quite a while. And although none of it was positive physical attention, it seems to have relaxed me. I don't know what that says about me, and I'm not going to talk to anyone about it. Well, I mean, if you guys have questions, I'll answer them, but big box
one. Here's a question. If that gorilla had an issue with his feet, could you fix it, or are they too much like Han?
you know what? It really all depends on the dexterity.
This one was very dexterous. They climbed the building.
I mean, he must have been foot dexterous.
Foot dexterous, yeah.
I assume so. And what I'll tell you is, I can't even work on human patients if you have the type of feet that can pick stuff up off the ground. It's just too many. If your feet can pick up like little tissues off the ground, too dexterous for me to work on.
Mm-hmm.
I like me a basic foot.
I guess that was a no. The no.
What was the question again?
Well, whether or not you could look at and diagnose the gorilla's feet that were very hand-like. And apparently
absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, much too footodextrous. And no, I would say not likely. Maybe a smaller primate, but not a gorilla.
Okay.
Guys, I just want to reiterate that this week, it's so a couple things to just keep in mind this week at St. Deaconista here in Evansville at the hospital. Two things to look out for. One is we just got to be extra careful, as I'm imagining the cleanup crew going from floor to floor and kind of cleaning up the remains of what patients we have left. Just kind of stay out of their way. And then second of all, we're really looking forward to Dr. Proctor's open house.
The open house is going to be great. It's going to be great. No matter whether Blanca shows up or Reptile shows up, it's going to be great.
It's 100%. It's 100% Reptile. I do have the confirmation email.
Well, I was trying to give a little bit of, I don't know, hope,
you know,
mystery. What do you call it? I don't know.
I'm going to make this right now. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to get Reptile an opponent. Here we go. Oh, okay. Okay, no. All right, I clicked Baraka.
Oh.
I thought I had it.
This is not. That doesn't bode well Baraka. That does not bode well Somebody's for the open house. That does not bode well for the open house.
One of those two Outworlders will be dead before the end of that. But I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it going. I put down the $50,000 deposit that I got. This is my kidney money. It's going straight into this. Into getting Baraka here to fight.
Guys, we have $100,000 invested in this, and we still don't have the guests that I wanted to get.
Yeah. We're going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to go fine. We already had one disaster with the parade. We're not going to have another disaster with the open house.
But guys, can I say, first of all, that was a beautiful parade.
It was a beautiful, start there. Beautiful parade.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It really raised morale. It did what it was set out to do, which is raise morale and heal with the power of
morale. And I'm just going to say, if people are going to judge a parade by how it ends, versus the process of the parade, shame on this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, who even stays till the end of the parade? Have any of you ever stayed till the end? You got to leave before the traffic starts.
Never. Mm-hmm. I've never stayed to the end of a parade. And honestly, for the patients that stuck around in the hospital after the parade should have been over, fuck them.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That being said, when Dr. Which one does it? Dr. Spencer, who did the when he had the coma patients do the oh gosh, what is it? I'm so bad at this.
They did the Weekend at Bernie's
float. Yeah, he had the Weekend at Bernie's, but he also had the ones where like they were all tied to the sticks. So it was basically line of five people doing a Village People thing with the coma patients. So any dance he made. That was good. I'm glad we opened with that.
True.
That was good, and I hope he made it out. He was far enough away from the gorilla, but he was weighted down. I do not know the final fate, Dr. Spencer.
Now, nobody's gone in and checked the children's ward where the gorilla first got loose, right?
I haven't.
Not me.
I'm not going to go.
No, yeah.
I don't plan on it.
I'm just assuming there's nobody left.
Probably.
And by that, I mean they all got out. That's what you guys felt, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Absolutely.
I'm just curious, how many children do any of you think it would take to defeat a single gorilla?
Oh, you think the gorilla took people?
Took children. I'm just saying, if it was a fight till the end, how many children do you think would be needed to actually defeat the gorilla?
Are we talking regular children or the ones who have to be housed at the hospital?
Yeah, because if we're talking children's ward, I think the answer is simple.
what is that answer?
There is no number. It's just... gorilla wins every time.
The gorilla would just
Yeah, it doesn't.
I think that's fair. No matter how big the children's ward is,
there's just no way.
Yeah, gorilla's gonna
win. It's good. He's gonna win every time.
Yeah, drugged up. No matter how big the children's ward is, a drugged up gorilla will be able to fight off any and all.
I mean, especially if you're talking a gorilla who's able to get to a college campus and buy, you know, who knows how many pills of Adderall. A gorilla that's hopped up on Adderall. It's not even close.
I forgot about the fact that Dr. Cheddar did shoot him up with uppers before.
Makes it even a bigger upset. Upset's not even the right word. It's not even a contest.
Yeah. I kind of want to see that. I kind of want to see that, though. Maybe, well, we did see that, didn't we?
I mean, we saw some of it. We certainly saw some of it, and boy, yeah.
Oh, we're going to need a lot of Patch Adams, I think, called in this week.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
I always have the red noses on me. I mean, if you guys want to just put them on.
Oh, no. I'm not strong enough to see any of that.
I always put it out there. I have multiple color clown noses always in my back pocket.
Guys, we are being told, we're being notified by the authorities that we do have to clear out of the doctor's mess. This is now an active crime scene, officially.
All right.
And so let's go ahead and get our pagers back and, attend the open house, and as we say every week on the Doctor's Mess,
take two of these and
in the
don't ghost me.